first of all, what did you work on in practice today?
You know, there's never any single thing that you know. There's an emphasis and importance, and for us, you know, just having an opportunity to practice a little bit and refocus on our defense. You know, we haven't been a disaster by any means, but you always want to play better. And the message to our team this time of year is, let's figure out ways where we can get better, and that's, you know, that's one of them.
This time of year when everyone's battling fatigue, how hard do you go in practice? How do you try to take advantage of the practice time when you have it?
I think the biggest thing is what you just said. Like, to the extent that, you know, it's January, like, it's part of the NBA season. And, you're gonna experience, you know, adversity in one way, shape, or form. Whether it's poor shooting or, you know, you were more energized in October, whatever the case may be. And I think the important thing, you know, anything you're battling, right, is to just have the mental fortitude to place your focus and your concentration on the things that really you can control. And, you know, for us, the activity defensively, you know, all the little things that we try to emphasize and discipline, sometimes when you're playing a lot of games, those are the things you have slippage in. So just try to kind of get back to basics a little bit with emphasis.
We noticed Derek, was not out on the court. Did he participate today in practice?
He non-contact. He conditioned. He didn't participate in the contact portion of practice. And basically just, you know, continuing to get him in the best place he can be, his rest and recuperation. And so he's at his best.
Do you guys ever expect him to be 100% this year? Or is this something that's just going to linger?
Well, that's a hard thing, I think. You know, what is, you know, it's hard to define 100%. You know, I'm not 100% of what I was when I was, you know, I think he's approaching that, absolutely. There's a process for him, like any player, really, that there's going to be, you know, is Rodney 100% right now from his knee? You know, I think a lot of that just comes through, you know, having a chance to be back out there and be healthy and continue to play. Even when you're, you know, physically you feel great, now you're kind of weaving in the, you know, the skills and the timing and all those things about it. So my hope is yes, and he's pretty close right now.
How have you liked Alec as your point guard, for lack of a better term, working in that kind of three-wing lineup?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job. He turned it over too much last game, but I think only one of them was careless. The others, he's trying to make plays. And, you know, for us to be too rigid in our evaluation of our guys during short periods of time, we have to try to think about who they are as players and kind of their body of work and how they fit together and make some decisions based on that. And I think give them some time and then continue to evaluate them.
He didn't get much practice time given how he came back and what the schedule looked like. So is this stretch important for him?
It is, and he practiced well today. And, you know, I think for him to have an opportunity, that's why he played in the D-League game. Anything he can do to continue to get reps and get timing, I think, is important. For any player when you're not playing, it's very important.
You like a little more size with that lineup?
It's a different lineup. You know, I like the efficiency. What Alec does for us, you know, he comes in and he gives us a boost, you know, off the bench. I think he's done a very good job defending the ball. And that's also a point of emphasis. If, you know, if we can defend the ball with his size and his athleticism, you know, that can be a strength and an important thing for us.
Is he playing a little bit more under control? Does it seem like he kind of hasn't gotten himself in some of those
situations?
Yes.
I think the thing for Alec, sometimes when he's under control, he doesn't look it because he's so dynamic. And, you know, there's no question there's been times where we've liked the degree of difficulty to be a little bit less with some of the things he does. But he's who he is, too. I mean, he's effective. And, you know, you don't want to change something that it's a strength either. You know, you want to kind of mold it and modify it. And I think he's continuing to understand, you know, how he can best be effective. Sometimes by, you know, going half speed before he goes full speed and changing his pace and make it that helps him make reads. But for Alec, you know, it's all about reps and he's getting that opportunity.
What do you like about him and Joe in the same lineup together?
I think they complement each other well. You know, they're able to switch. They both got good size. I think Joe's shooting stretches the floor for Alec's penetration. I think they complement each other well. You know, the ball handling and playing together. And they haven't played together a lot, so that's part of what we're going through right now. And, you know, that's an initial read that I have on that those two guys playing together.
You talked about your pace the other day and how deliberate you guys are. Is there, I guess, you know, any concern, or what do you think about the times you get up against the shot clock? You guys do that?
Yeah, I mean that's not what you want. Some of it, some of the cohesion that we try to improve on right now in half court has to do with like multiple lineups. It has to do with 5 point guards. You know, it's Alec, Raul, Dante, Shelvin, and George, and those guys have to have a leadership emphasis on the court. Where if we are doing something in the half court, we get into it with some urgency and some quickness, and then that's one of the things that we work on. You know, you don't ever want to be up against the clock. We're not deliberate for the sake of deliberation. You know, we're trying to play efficiently, and you know, late shot clock situations, if they're really good shots, you know, you've accomplished something through a possession. But if they're difficult shots, that's not what you want.
6-14 against teams above 500. How concerned are you about that record against some of the best teams?
I didn't even know that. I know we're 7-3 in our last 10.